Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Fake news is a term that's come to define our current political landscape, but it's nothing new. Propaganda, lies, and fairy tales have always been part of human discourse. In this week's Explore Radio, we talk with two researchers looking into the psychology behind believable falsehoods and how to guard against them. We live in an age where facts are called into question and the truth is slippery.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false.
It's all fake news. It's all fake news.
I think what you're looking at is a hoax.
That is the epitome of fake news.
The word fake and the word news have been around for a long time, but putting them together is something new.
That's Kent State University's Mark Whitmore. He teaches the psychology of leadership at the university's business school, but he's also researching the psychology behind fake news. He says while a definition is elusive, fake news is essentially
information that's non-factual.
Whitmore and his wife, Eve, who has a psychology practice in Stowe, decided to work together to study what leads people to believe false information and how it affects us. They began by looking at the roots of how we discern fact from fiction. Eve Whitmore began her work with a basic question.
When does a child begin to understand what's the difference between a lie and truth?
She says it starts early. Kids as young as 3 question the veracity of information and feel the need to decide whether or not to believe the things they're told. And there is a lot of misinformation out there.
You know, those cultural beliefs in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny.
These are lies.
The Tooth Fairy. Yeah, these are all made up. Children understand that at the age of 7. But they go along with it because they benefit from it, too. You know, you get rewards.
Whitmore says this points to a basic human response.
They're conforming to the belief system.
Mark Whitmore says our childhood tendency to conform extends into adulthood, where we believe even blatantly untrue things. He cites a study where adults were told to fill 2 empty bottles with water and then label 1 as water and 1 as poison.
Then they were asked to pick a bottle to drink out of, and they refused to drink out of the bottle labeled strychnine, even though they filled that bottle themselves with the same tap water.
It all boils down to the fact that we're hardwired to stick with our current beliefs, regardless of what evidence there is to contradict it.
Our brains like harmony. They like consistency.
And when you come across information that aligns with your preconceived notions,
the brain actually sends out a little bit of dopamine and like a little narcotic that makes you feel really good.
It's called confirmation bias. Whitmore says the opposite is also true. When faced with facts that contradict your belief system, you feel discomfort, and that makes it hard to admit when you're wrong. Whitmore says technology has amplified the power of false information. Machine learning employs computer algorithms that track our media consumption and reinforce narrow viewpoints. He says it can even happen when clicking on the royal wedding too many times.
I have a whole banner that says Meghan Markle, and it's got all this information about Meghan Markle.
Does this worry you, Eve?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
What is he looking at?
The fake news that was once confined to the grocery checkout line is now our constant companion. And it's taking its toll. Eve Whitmore says part of her work is helping people overcome the anxiety that comes from confronting the news.
What I do every day in private practice is, helping people to manage their emotions more effectively.
Mark Whitmore says people's reluctance to resist false information causes them to act out defensively, scapegoating vulnerable populations, buying into conspiracy theories, turning to violence.
Again, they're trying to protect those pre-existing beliefs that they have.
But how do we guard against the effects of confirmation bias? The Whitmores say, embrace critical thinking, practice seeing things from opposite viewpoints, and take efforts to thwart the algorithms that create media echo chambers. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. To find out more about this and other Explore Radio topics, search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.